Good morning. Today is July the 21st, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll turn with me this morning in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 42, I want to share a few verses with you if I may. Beginning in verse number 1, Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law. May God add a blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Beloved, these verses that I've just read this morning, penned by the prophet Isaiah some 700 years before the birth of Christ, foretelling the Lord Jesus and his coming to the earth to be that propitiation for the sins of you and I this morning. The verses read and tell us so clearly how God predestined the Lord Jesus Christ to come as a propitiation of our sins. You know, last week and throughout the past several days, we have shared with you the words and the text out of the Gospels in the New Testament of how the Lord Jesus suffered, how he was beaten, and there as he was crucified, he was raised up from the grave. You know, this foretelling that the prophet Isaiah speaks, it shares with us what God's heart truly is in his Son and what his Son can provide to you and I today. It says in verse number 1 of Isaiah 42, that behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. We understand clearly on the first verse how much and how proud God is of his Son, how proud and how blessed God is knowing that his chosen one and his soul delights in him. I have put my spirit upon him. The Lord tells us of his power that he has placed into the hands, into the heart, into the spirit of his Son, Jesus Christ, and how the might several times during his earthly ministry, how he had called forth and saw Lazarus come forth from the grave, and how he had healed the blind man's eyes, and how he had healed and lifted up and allowed the lame to walk once again. We know of God's power, and we know of God's grace that works so clearly in the miracles that Jesus Christ did on his earth. You know, beloved, I'm so thankful today that the Holy Spirit today that comes from God is just as powerful and is just as pure and just as true as it was written some 700 years even before Christ's birth. You know, in my life today and in your life, each and every day, we need to be sure and have the assurance and carry steadfast in our hearts, beloved, how great and how wonderful and how blessed we are to know that God's will is still manifest in our life each and every day. You know, the text tells us in the New Testament of how, after Pentecost, how the power of the Holy Spirit came forth and made its resident upon those who believed. Beloved, today, if you're a believer, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, the same power that God speaks of in these verses that I've just read, the same power that resurrected Lazarus, the same power today that raised up our Lord out of that grave on that day of resurrection, that Easter morning, is the same power given by God today that God places upon you. God provides, beloved, to each of us today through the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, may we each and every day ask God and seek the Lord Jesus to help us to allow this great and mighty power, this gift given by God, to allow to be used to glorify, to lift, and to praise and bless his precious name. People each and every day that we come in contact with, there's people that I and you will meet today, beloved, that need truly a touch from the hand of a righteous and a mighty God. May we seek the will and the purpose that God has for us. And most of all, may we be that witness. May we also be that one that shows them the true and the living God from our witness and the testimonies that each and every one of us carry and live and walk with each day. May God today lift us, and may God today encourage those of us that today surely need encouragement in our hearts. Father, we come before you this day in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we're truly thankful and we're humbled, Father, today, truly by your presence in this place. Father, we thank you for your text as spoken and penned by the prophet Isaiah about the foretelling, Father, of your Son Jesus that came forth, that you sent, Father, to be that propitiation, that sin debt paid on behalf of our sins. that are so great that you had to sacrifice your only begotten Son, that you had to allow your Son Jesus to be nailed to a cross. You had to allow your Son Jesus to be beaten beyond that of the recognition of a man, to allow your Son Jesus today to live in our hearts. Father, we would ask you that you would just help us this day, lead us and guide us this very, very hour, Father, as we prepare for our new day, that you've allowed us the blessing of even being woken this morning. May this be a day, God, that we truly do lift up. May we truly, Father, today glorify your name in everything that we say and everything that we do. Father, this is not a feat or a might, God, that we can do on our own. Father, truly, each and every one of us today will fail, and we will fail miserably, Father, if your hands are not on us, if your heart is not in us, Father, and the power of the Holy Ghost, Father, is not prevalent in everything that takes place and goes forth before us each step in our life today. Father, may you bless those that listen today. May you be with those, Father, we know of that are sick and shut in, those that we know of today, Father, that are still out of work, and Father, those today that need an income, need a job, Father, still looking, Father, and seeking and searching so they can provide for their families, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless them. I ask you would grant them that job, Father, that income that they need so desperately. Father, in your will, in your way, and in your time, Father, may all things be accomplished in your precious name. Father, I pray for those today that we know of that are on death's door, Father. Lord, I pray before it's eternally too late that each and every one of them may make that profession of faith, Father, and walk and know, Father, that you have truly saved them. Save them, Father, from their sins. Father, again, lift up, guide, and bless in mighty, mighty ways, God, I pray this day. And I ask it all, and I truly pray in the name above all names, in Jesus' name, amen.